This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Part of our family here on The Fan, and of course part of the Maryland Radio Network, and played in the NBA and in the NBA playoffs. No less, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening?
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right. Well, appreciate the time as always. And start with Terps. Darius Adams decommits from UConn. Five-star recruit, McDonald's All-American, commits to Maryland yesterday. Praise Buzz Williams because Buzz was buzzing around him like a bee, I guess. So he comes on in. Lenardi had Maryland already as a 10 seed before this news broke yesterday. So, Walt, as a Maryland alum, one of the great players to ever play for that program, your early impressions of Buzz Williams here.
Well, yeah, when you the way things worked out at the end of the season and the timing of it all with the portal, you know, having a short period of time there, you just thought to yourself that, you know, the upcoming season was going to be a transitional year for us. So expectations are really low. But then when you hire a guy like Buzz Williams, who has a great track record, wherever he's been, and you know, he makes sure programs are successful. His players really love him, so you can see the result of that. He's been able to go in that portal and get some top notch players early on, and this right here is another example of that. And so, you just feel like there won't be a transitional year. We'll be able to just pick up the pieces and keep this thing moving. And so, you feel good about that as an alum. But at the same time, you just want to make sure that this is something that's going to have a good track record moving forward and a long track record moving forward. You want to look and see some Terps involved in the process or being around the program a lot more.
The Wizard, Walt Williams, let's move to the NBA playoffs. Well, at least kind of right now. John Halliburton after the game, a dramatic win for the Pacers coming from seven back, 30 seconds left in overtime. Tyrese gets the game-winning layup, and he was brilliant down the stretch. But he goes onto the floor, gets in Giannis's face, taunts him, turn into somewhat a bigger talking point, quite frankly, Walt, than Indiana winning the series in five. You're Walt Williams. Somebody comes up, parent or no, and starts mocking, taunting. What line was crossed, if there were multiple lines last night with that incident?
Well, I think that when you listen to Halliburton in his interview, when he got asked that question, you know, I thought he did a great job. And his reply and understanding that, you know, there's no room for that in this game. He absolutely talked about his dad being wrong in that instant. You know, sometimes you're in the game and not only the players, but, you know, fans, especially relatives, people who love you, they get caught up in the emotions, get caught up in the realm of the game. But at the end of the day, there's no excuse for that. He has to stand and see, he has to celebrate with his son. There's no reason to come out there and bring it to an extent where you're talking to other players and things like that.
Now, Walt, there's been a narrative here with Doc Rivers that he can't win the big one. He does have an NBA championship ring back with Boston. Granted, it was way back when with three Hall of Famers kind of riding shotgun with him. But is the criticism of Doc as a coach fair, unfair?
Well, yeah, I think it is fair. You know, hey, just like you just said, he won a championship. But as you look at that team and on paper, they should have won the championship. So I don't know if you get a feather in your cap for that, unfortunately. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, he has a championship. But I think to the masses, it is true. But at the end of the day, because of the teams that he's had in the past, that was the expectations of him were not met. And it's been a couple of times that has happened. So, but I think that, you know, he's still out there. He still has an opportunity to create a new narrative. So as long as that's the case, because he is a coach that's going to always be in that playoff realm, he's going to be around in that circle. So it's just a matter of when you get to that playoff, when you get to that the playoffs, learning from your mistakes in the past and being able to correct those and have your team be successful. I think this year, you know, he had the injuries. You're losing your main guy, one of your two main guys. You're not going to be able to overcome that. So, you know, this year is what it is. You know, unfortunately, with Dane going down like that, it's going to be tough to win any game in this series.
Hey, Walt, do the Celtics or do the Knicks or Pistons have any shot against the Celtics, and do the Pacers have any shot against the Cavs?
Oh man, I think the Pacers have a better shot against the Cavs. Maybe the Pacers in their depth, and when you got a guy like Halliburton who makes guys better, you know, he elevates everyone. So these guys can catch a heater and get into a flow, and they're solid on the defensive end. But I tell you what, the Cavs, man, they have been looking incredible, especially Donovan Mitchell. Offensively, what he's able to do, Hunter and Jerome, they provide some depth there. And Cleveland, also, they are sensational on the defensive end. So I think the Pacers may have a chance, but I think the Cavs are going to get that one. In terms of the Celtics, I think the Knicks probably have a better chance. When you're talking about Brunson, he's a guy that can take over games. So when you have that element, and you keeping the game close. Also, you have a guy, you added Towns to the equation, who can take over games down the stretch as well. So I think it's and what the Knicks can do on the defensive, they're a physical team. So they give themselves a chance. But, I mean, the Celtics won the championship last year, and then now you have Porzingis that's a bit more healthy that you add to the equation. So, you know, the Celtics are a tough out. You're talking about four losses. That's a tough one.
All right, Walt, Orioles lose again, 15-3. I'm going to need a stiff belt with a vodka chaser there. What am I drinking here?
The smoothest vodka on the market, brother. You know, premium, affordable prices. The Clutch vodka is gluten-free and no sugar carbs. We organically filter it. And so I give you that smooth taste for any evening, just relaxing. So visit us on our website, www.clutchspirits.com, to find out what local establishments carry Clutch Vodka near you.